Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Yo, keep them meters moving, homeboy!
Good radio family, it's your boy, the Samba's Voice. Tune in to the Samba's Voice Radio Network with now 3 hot shows. The Samba's Voice Reloaded on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Nieces Touch, the Caribbean Pepper Pot on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now, PPV After Dark, get your dance on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Walk with us, family. Let's go. Island flavor with the Caribbean Pepper Pot, Nieces Touch, only on Blog Talk Radio.
I am a winner in the Lord. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed. Come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean Pepper Pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
You are listening to the Samba's Voice Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bye.
go!
Say what?
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Yes, there we go.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, boy. Sorry about that. Oh, see, that's what happens when you get on the shelf and get rusty.
Yeah.
Gotta love live shows.
How are you, brother?
I'm getting in there, man. You know, I was just talking to the radio family, just asking them to keep my family, keep me and my wife in prayer. You know, of course, as you already know, I've been experiencing some chronic pain due to my injuries, and it's causing me to be debilitated, like, for real. So it's been hard. And, you know, I just want to, of course, prayer changes things and, you know, getting a lot of rest and stuff like that. And then as my wife's trying to help me up and down and stuff like that, she ended up hurting herself. So just keep us in your prayers, and we will definitely keep you in ours as well. But Minister Siron,
we missed it all, brother.
Sir?
We missed it all. We missed it all. The news report. Yeah.
Well, I'll go back. I have no problems going back to the beginning. In Central Texas, currently it's 96 degrees. Winds at 6 miles an hour. It feels like 102 today. So please keep yourselves and calm. Wear your hat. Of course, in Texas, they wear cowboy hats. I don't wear cowboy hats, but anyway. Just keep yourselves cool. Drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated. And do what you need to do to stay cool today. It's a hot one indeed. And of course, you know, of course, we don't want to spend too much on the news. But again, just pray for the victims in Charlottesville. They had a peaceful protest, which ended up in tragedy. Someone ran into a crowd of people, and people lost their lives. So again, family, keep those families in your prayers, and also have the Holy Spirit comfort their families in their losses. And also pray for our president continuing to just do some nonsense. You guys already know what's going on with this North Korea situation. Just pray for our president. Pray for protection over your families, because we all do know what time it is. We're getting close. And again, we need to unite and be a family and stop this segregation amongst ourselves as men and women of God. We need to cut it out. Just continue to keep it up in prayer and this whole situation with North Korea. But I know God's hands will be in it regardless of which way it goes. But on the positive note, here in Central Texas, we have our back-to-school organizations. Different organizations in our area are giving away backpacks and school supplies, also free haircuts and a donation haircut. But check your social media outlets in your area for more information for the next 2 weeks. The kiddos are going back to school. Yeah, buddy. But Minister Siron, how is it in your neck of the woods?
Brother, we have ourselves, it's a mostly cloudy skies out. The temperature today, it will be in the 80s. Tonight, if there is a clearing, we'll be able to see the meteor storms. That'll come obviously after dark. But
yes.
The winds are out of the southwest. There is a beach hazard in effect until Sunday at 2 a.m., high waves, longshore, rip currents, as well as waves against the piers. So they're asking people to be careful jumping off the piers there in Holland. But other than that, brother, we got ourselves a beautiful day, 80 degrees.
Amen. It's nice and cool out there. And of course, you know, for all of our August babies that have birthdays in this month of August, happy birthday to all of you, or happy New Year, as Minister Siron eloquently puts it. New year, new time, new season, and get it in for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And of course, we got our shout-outs. Shout-outs go out to my beautiful wife, Shanice, as well as my beautiful children, Tajanique, CJ, Jalen, Tyreek, baby Ian, and baby Tajane. Daddy loves you. God bless you all. Thank you for giving Daddy the motivation to do what he do. And of course, I can't forget my Heavenly Father, because he is truly the head of my life. Also, to our radio family that's listening in, God bless you from Norway, U.S. Virgin Islands. We got Canada. We got Bulgaria. We also have Qatar. We're almost everywhere. We got Russia. Thank you all for being patient and also being hooked up to the Samba Sports Reloaded and the Samba Sports Radio Network. We are here for you. And of course, I got to give a special thanks to Chip. He's definitely been supporting us. Chip Evans has been supporting the ministry since I've been on, you know, since my injuries. God bless you, sir. Thank you again so much for your labor of love with my family as well as the Williams family. God bless you for being there from the very beginning all the way at UITA. This will mark almost 3 years. That is
come December. December, it sure will.
Since that time, yes, sir.
We thank God for you, brother. We thank God for you and the way that the Lord has continued to work within our lives together as family, and for my wife and my children, those who God has placed in my life to help me in my ministry. You know, the Lord has caused different individuals in their spirit to want to become a part of what he's got for me. And so to the radio family, Travis Kinchin, this brother of mine, he took time out of his day-to-day to take me over to the Holland Rescue Mission for Women so that we could bless them with the donut ministry today. Bless him and Generations Baptist Church. I'd also like to just, man, my wife, man, I just gotta give a special thanks and a special thanks to God for her, man, because everything in my life that has value in it, she has made sure since day one to walk with me, and I thank God for it. I thank God for it. If you're a part of my life and the Lord has placed you there, I thank God for you. I'd be here all day naming everybody, so you know who you are, and thank you, Newton family.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And we thank you. But yeah, Minister Siron, we got a lot to cover today. And we kept a lot of folks waiting this week. And again, I apologize to you all in regards to not having live broadcast this week. But again, you know, God is still good and faithful in spite of, and you guys are hanging in there. And thank you for your prayers throughout the week. But Mr. Siron, you know what time it is, right?
But I just got to know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
Williams, are you ready to walk?
Yes, sir. Psalmist voice. Christopher Newton, are you ready to walk?
Minister Siron, I'm ready to walk. The radio family's ready to walk. Miss Liz is ready to walk. We'll tap her in when we come from break. Let's get it. Let's go. We got a full house of music, word to give you today. We're going to start off with Charles Jenkins with Grace. Then we're going to go back to Eden with Donald Lawrence. And we got Ricky Dillard and New G. Deidre Hatton, the list goes on and on. You're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Reloaded will be right back.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real. My road ain't always been smooth, but
deep in me.
We had The Lighthouse. That's a good song, Mr. Siron. I found that song. I was like, that would be perfect to open up the show. So, The Lighthouse by New Generation. It's a song way back in, I think, in the early 2000s. But that song still gives me goosebumps. But yes, sir, we got the TPP icebreaker of the day. And it goes a little something like this. Can I really do all things through Christ besides being a strong Christian? I'm a seasoned vet, full of energy and enthusiastic about life. As a result, I have big plans and I want to do great things for God. When I talk like this, my family and friends tell me I've got stars in my eyes. When I quote Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. They laugh and brush me off. I know I'm right, but haven't yet figured out a way to convince them. Can you help me? That's what we're going to do today with our hot topic, doing things that matter, of course. The subject and the title is pretty vague, but if we're talking about we can do all things through who? Not through your own understanding, not through what me and Minister Siron tell you, is what the Holy Spirit and your relationship with Jesus Christ, he can give you the roadmap that you need to get where you have to go in your destiny and in your purpose. And that was the TPV icebreaker for today's hot topic. Doing things that matter. Minister Siron, your thoughts on the icebreaker of our subject, doing things that matter?
Because most of the things that people want Christ to strengthen them through don't matter to him.
Ooh.
You know, Christ ain't trying to strengthen you through your million-dollar ambition. He's not trying to strengthen you through your nonsense of gossip and other things that aren't pleasing to him. You know, a lot of people only want Christ to strengthen them for their personal gain, not for the kingdom of heaven. Most people are saying, Christ, strengthen me so that I have the fortitude to get up when I don't want to and be a blessing to somebody else because it's inconvenient for me. They ain't really asking for that kind of strength. If they do ask for strength through that, it's, Lord, I need your help strengthen me so I don't go over here and cuss out Mother Johnson.
Yeah, right.
You know, it'd be like that kind of strength they're looking for. And Christ, he can strengthen you through all things. But understanding how he does that is the key to receiving it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us like want that hocus pocus, instant potatoes, instant cream and wheat stuff, man. It don't work like that. And even in the situation with me and my body and the healing process and dealing with all these different things, I definitely know that doing the show matters. And it hurts my spirit, especially in the last couple of weeks. It's really hurts my spirit that sometimes I can't even get up out of bed. And I've been pushing so much to get back to going out there and fellowshipping and going out there to the elderly homes and blessing them with our ministry. Man, I'm so eager to get back out there. And my body's like, Chris, what are you doing, bro? You can't roll that fast. So my body goes into this downward spiral and there you go. But again, there's always lessons to be learned. I understand that, you know, when it comes to things of God, period, I'm very proactive. I don't like to just talk about it. I like to be about it. And unfortunately, in my situation, I can't really do too much. But what I do have is the broadcast that we do bring before the family and give you all the rawness and uncut versions of the different doctrines that you may have heard in the churches that you're in. And, you know, and I thank God for this particular ministry because we're not out here to bash anybody. We're trying to bring things to attention so we can start, you know, being a stronger force and stop all this nonsense and be one in Christ and stop being segregated and separated over nonsense, because that's exactly what it is. It's nonsense. We keep the black church here, we keep the church there, we keep the Pentecostals here, we keep the Baptists there. Come on, man. It's nonsense. But anyway, let me get into the meat and potatoes of our hot topic. But before I do that, let me go ahead and put Miss Liz on the line. Welcome to the Top Voice Reloaded. Miss Liz, you are on the air. What's good? Liz is not there.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'll put her on pause. But she wasn't there. But she'll probably come back. She's probably just listening. But yeah, man. Let me go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes. And what interests me about this particular topic, I was going through my studies and I found how Disney World or in Florida was created. And I thought it was pretty awesome because, of course, you know, everyone has that desire to go to Disneyland or Disney World. And, you know, that's one thing that I wanted to go as a kid. But as an adult, they say it's the greatest place on earth. Well, we'll find out this year. But most of us are familiar with the story with Walt Disney and how he accomplished the creation of Disney World in Florida, and he already created Disneyland in California. He imagined something much grander and magical. He considered many locations around the country for his new dream and eventually settled on what most believed was unusable swampland in Central Florida. And yeah, now we've gotten some news reports and stuff in the Florida park area with the gators and stuff. So I was like, wow, okay. That's why they say swampland. But what Disney took, you know, the whole point of it is he took something that they said wasn't worth anything, and he made something great out of it. He made the impossible possible, and pretty much, you know, we have to understand sometimes God is not going to give us the greatest land in the world. Sometimes he'll give us something that everybody's been walking past. Everybody's been looking to the left or to their right, but their blessing's right in their face. He'll give you something that no one would consider purchasing or buying. But sometimes we have to remember, family, that that's where the blessing comes from. That's where doing things that matter in Christ, that matters. When you listen to the Holy Spirit and allow him to say, look, this is it. But God, this, what am I going to do with this stuff? What am I going to do with this? This is just cheap land, and I can't build on this. But just the backdrop of the story with the construction of Disney World and Disneyland, pretty much, you know, he believed that it was possible, just like we should believe in the possible. We as believers, we should not be caught with our pants down, for lack of a better word. Now, in Ephesians 3:20 and 21 reminds us that God is the biggest dreamer of all of us. This doesn't mean he will fulfill our wildest dreams for our own personal success or gain. No, it says God can do anything by working within us in order to give glory to God. More than anything, our hearts must desire to see God receive glory in this world. When our dreams are to elevate and glorify God and not ourselves, we will be able to see the truly impossible made possible. And I'm done. Mr. Siron, your thoughts on that, bro?
This is the thing, and this world of convenience, Chris, nobody wants to be inconvenienced unless they truly serve God. Those who truly serve God don't mind inconvenience. we know it's a part of life. If Christ is our example, and knowing Christ is our example, the first thing we got to look at what God would do for us is what he did for his sons, what he did for other men and women that belong to him. People pray away their mountains. Well, it appears that when the Lord sends you to the mountain, you're going to learn something or become something better. I was looking at this post on Facebook, and this guy put on the Facebook post, gifts are meant to make room for you, not for others. And wow, this is a guy who sings Christian music, and I'm saying to myself, no wonder the world is where it's at. No wonder people can say they are something that they're really not. And then the people who really are get held accountable for it. People who aren't killers say they are killers, and the people who are killing get away with it.
Wow. And that's true. That is true, man. It's like everything is getting flipped. Like, you know, mm-hmm. every action that's positive is being translated as being negative. Even with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's even being turned in our own walls of Christianity. Our own folks is twisting the word of God to their own self-benefit to keep those doors open, to keep those pews full, and to keep those tithes coming in. But the problem is we are blaming it and claiming it all the time, but we're not letting God be God. We're teaching the next generation or teaching the current generation that there's no process in this thing, that everything is instantaneous. So the first thing that we're being taught that, yeah, God will supply our needs according to his riches and glory. That's the most overused and untranslated proper scripture that's always being translated in all the wrong ways. You know, he does supply our needs, not our wants. He will give us what we are promised, being that we are his children. But we have to understand that is a process. And if we put our wants aside and to allow God's needs for his people to come first, all those other things that we want, those wants will be manifested, but that's not what we're supposed to be concentrating on. But that's what's mm-hmm. being preached. We're
well,
preached
I got a question.
To. Yes, sir.
Yes, and yes, we're preached to grab hold of what's right, even if it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, right? We hear people. Can you honestly right now still say that you are an employee of Moo Yah Burger?
No.
Because you stopped doing the things that made you an employee at Moo Yah Burger, right?
Correct.
Owner, operator, all that. And so, if that's true with that, wouldn't it also be true that if you stop doing the things that God says you're supposed to do, and you grab hold of doing what you're not supposed to do, and don't go back to doing what's right, can you still say that that's who you are?
Wow. That's a good question. That's a good question.
And so we take that, right? And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Have you allowed Christ to give you the strength to recognize what you're not so that you can become what you're supposed to be?
Exactly. And, you know, even, and that's a perfect analogy, Mr. Sarver, that's by you, the professor, break down. But that's a perfect analogy, because even in that, and when you brought that up with Moo Yah, yeah, that was something that I did, but that's not what God had for me. The door was open for me to tackle that situation, but we have to look at everything that God opens doors for us in this world that we live in. Sometimes it's a setup for something greater. Sometimes it's a setup for something that God wants you to do for him. And he gives you the tools necessary to go back and learn from the mistakes you made from the past, which was, in my case, Muya Burger. Muya Burger was an entity. I worked there for a lot of years. I ended up becoming an owner of it, and in 3.5 months, we were closed. Well, there is a lot I could learn from that. I didn't learn the competition that was opening just down the road was In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger is a national chain. Well, being that new to the business and learning the business and knowing, we can still make it through. And by faith, I had that envision. We can plow through the slow time while In-N-Out Burger is open. But in reality, that's not what happened. So did that affect me? Feel that I was a failure and I let everybody down and all this other stuff? Yeah, a lot of stuff comes in your head. Yeah, it did. I was in a slump for a while. But I had to look at the negative out of it, but look at all the positive that came out of that experience. We blessed so many people, man. And that's what I take from Muya Burgers. We touched folks, man. We fed folks. We were able to, do things that most burger joints wouldn't even do. In-N-Out right. Burger is a national chain. We were a private chain. Mm-hmm. And for me to... On Thanksgiving Day, for me to give away 100 meals, that's a profit loss. But I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it as, you know what? It's time to give back to the people. Because without the people, I wouldn't have been open in the first place.
Right.
To looking at it from a secular point of view. Yes, sir.
Right. And as you just said, that I was looking at a post, right? And like I said, this is what the post said. Your gift will make room for you, not people. Now, I got on this, indeed, every time, every single time, yes, Lord, and so will yours. Preach, babe, say that. Truth, amen. Yes, sir, this is truth. Yes, it is truth. Preach, truth, teach, yep, amen. I say that all the time. Well, what it feels like I said, what if a person's gifts are hospitality and helps? Everything about that gift says make room for other people. What if your gift is interpretation? You got to have other people there. Whose dreams are you interpreting? If it's divine intervention, if it's intercessory of prayer, every gift that's of God is for the benefit of those around you, not of yourself. Christ didn't come for himself, and he's not going to create and or uplift and strengthen people through all things for themselves. He will strengthen you through giving 100 meals to 100 people who have never tasted Muya Burgers because their finances don't, the gifts of God and the things that Christ do to strengthen you, make room for other people. This world has become such a me, I, what I think, what I feel, what I believe, what belongs to me, that we forget it's not good for man to be alone. That's one of the first things that God did for man, was recognize it's not good for him to be alone, and he made him somebody. And so if God knew that it was not good for man to be alone, then your gifts aren't meant for you. They're meant for other people. And when God put other people in your life, not everybody's the same. People create issues. People are broken. Christ will strengthen you through all those things for God's glory. Just saying.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
You're amazing. Amazing. Jesus is Lord.